So this morning I saw one of those bumper stickers that says, Baltimore, actually I like it. And I feel that like in my soul, I really do. My first year in Baltimore was less than ideal. Not to be dramatic, but I feel like Baltimore took like a giant dump on my head my first year. Like really not great. I kept getting robbed and I was fairly lonely and kind of sad, but I got a job that I really wanted to stay here for, so I moved into this new apartment, and a few days after I moved in, I walked up to my yellow door on Maryland Ave. Don't stalk me, paparazzi. But and there was this little worm thing attached to my door. And at first, my initial reaction was just swipe it off, but then I didn't, because I looked closer, and it was a monarch caterpillar, which I remember from kindergarten, so thank you. And it was doing this kind of wiggly thing, which I remember was it making a chrysalis on my door in the middle of Baltimore City. Like, this is amazing. And so I Instagram storied it, and I named it Nathaniel, which I thought meant life, but I actually don't think that's what that means. But I didn't want to cause an identity crisis, so I stuck with Nathaniel. But he became this, like, Instagram influencer. Like, people were really excited by him. And I would post about him every single day in my story, and people were invested. I would get messages on messages hoping that Nathaniel was going to become a butterfly soon. And I made a sign that said, "This is Nathaniel. He's trying to become a butterfly. Please don't knock him off." And I put my number, and I said, "If you see him becoming a butterfly, please call me." And I got, like, a bunch of really inappropriate calls that I didn't want. I should have known better. But so I documented him every day for 30 days, and I was doing butterfly research, and I had my mom's other kindergarten teacher friends calling me and telling me that this was a sign of hope that he attached to my doorstep, because monarchs have been having a really tough year, as I had. And so I said, okay, I am Nathaniel. If he can make it, then I can make it in Baltimore. And so I was incredibly invested. And at some point, I started, you know, the days started racking up, and we were getting into the 30s. And all the Wikipedia articles said that that was too long. So I posted out to Nathaniel's army. I said, "Does anyone know when Nathaniel's going to become a butterfly? We are both wondering." And I got a response that was from someone who said, my friend works for a nursery, and quite bluntly, she said, "He dead." And not only is he dead, but he has been dead for approximately 25 days. And I was distraught, because he was supposed to be my sign of hope. He was supposed to be the epitome of my Baltimore experience. I was going to be okay. It was going to be great here. And he was dead, and had been dead for so long. And I had been documenting a dead chrysalis for 25 days. And it was sad. And when I posted his little butterfly or chrysalis funeral, I got tons of messages from people who I didn't even know. Like, all of those high school kind of acquaintances came out of the woodwork and were helping me with my grieving. And the thing is that, like, yeah, he died, but I am not Nathaniel, and my Baltimore experience is not going to die. But he gave me this kind of confidence boost, like this little nudge into a positive mindset about Baltimore. And it has been great, and I can say that when I see those bumper stickers, actually, I love it. Shout out to Nathaniel.